Michael Bloomberg got his chance on stage alongside other Democratic candidates for president this week and might regret it. Nevada voters caucus today in a more diverse state. NPR's senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
Was Mike Bloomberg ready for his close-up?
More like not ready for prime time. He seemed to be the only person in America who didn't know the other candidates would be coming after him with a baseball bat. So he's dropped a few points in the polls, and his favorable to unfavorable ratio went down a lot. But it turns out having all the money in the world buys you, among other things, some time. He is not included in the caucuses today, and next week in South Carolina's primary, not on the ballot. He doesn't really face the music until Super Tuesday, March 3rd. So we shouldn't say Bloomberg's condition is terminal at this point.
Senator Elizabeth Warren wielded not just a bat, a real saber, and persuaded or maybe embarrassed the mayor into letting women who'd signed non-disclosure agreements in his company speak freely, if they now choose, about their complaints. But did it pick up her poll numbers?
Not the poll numbers so much, although she has gained some. Much more important was the sudden infusion of cash. Her campaign had been taking out a loan to stay alive after Iowa and New Hampshire, but she picked up a fast $5 million to keep her going past Nevada and South Carolina. The irony, of course, is that while it was Elizabeth Warren who really did the job in that debate, the prime beneficiary may well have been Bernie Sanders.
And he's ahead in today's Nevada caucuses, according to polls. If he wins, does it leave other candidates just breathing his dust?
Eating his dust, perhaps, but not quite buried in it. Joe Biden is still banking on a comeback a week from today in South Carolina. Pete Buttigieg needs another close second like he had in New Hampshire, or a virtual tie like in Iowa. And Amy Klobuchar could really use a great showing in the next debate on Tuesday night.
Could Bernie Sanders end up with a clear path to the nomination, or at least a clear path to a brokered convention?
That really depends on Super Tuesday, March 3rd, when 14 states are voting, including California and Texas. More than a third of all Democratic delegates will be chosen that day. And that's where candidate momentum from February comes up against the force of Bloomberg's money, which is on track to be $500 million soon. So if Sanders doesn't dominate on March 3rd and the delegates get distributed among multiple candidates, we could get to the convention with no one having a majority. And then it's a question of whether that person closest to 50% can put it all together, or an alternative has to emerge. And we haven't had a situation like that since the 1950s. But the size of this field and the questions about Sanders make it a possibility.
President Trump, lots of pardons and commutations this week, in addition to the specific ones he handed out. Are they all some kind of big fat signal flare to people standing trial now?
It would be hard to miss that if you were Roger Stone, say, for example, Trump's longtime buddy who was sentenced to 3 years, 4 months this past week for lying to Congress. It also sends a message to others who were charged or convicted in Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the last presidential election.
I have to ask about something the president said at a rally, his takedown of Parasite, the South Korean movie that won the Oscar for Best Picture. He went on to praise Gone with the Wind. What does it say about the president that he felt compelled to go into this kind of public exposition at a political rally?
You know, you have to wonder, Scott, when Trump last saw Scarlett O'Hara and Rhett Butler and the rest of the cast of Gone with the Wind, but it also tells you something about what he means when he talks about making America great again. And perhaps something also about the culture of his rallies.
NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving, thanks so much for being with us again.
Thank you, Scott.